it's an interesting thing. When I thought of Hanukkah, today, especially the first day of Hanukkah, I thought of the He Sha'omda Lavoseinu Viranu. The He. What is the He? So some of the Mefarshim say, the He, the Vav, is the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, the six Chalakim of the Mishnah. The He, of course, is Chamisha Chum Shetere. The Yud is Aseres Adibris, and the Aleph is Hashem Echad. The He, Sha'am Dalavu Seinu V'lanu. It is Torah, when it is Torah Shebiksav, and especially on Chanukah, Torah Shebalpeh, that has always stood for the Jewish people and protected us. Shebechol door for door, in every generation, Omdim Aleinu L'chaloseinu. Our neighbors, 40 million Arabs right next to us in a sea of over 100 million Arabs, L'mashal now, and in general, the world with its anti-Semitism now, things haven't changed. These are the Chovei Omdim Aleinu L'chaloseinu. They're going to, come and try to destroy us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matzi Leinu Miyadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, and there's no question. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us as such. And then we have our own Al HaNisim. Tonight we're going to start by Marv, Al HaNisim, Al HaPurkan. And there it's an interesting thing. And we have the Yevonim, B'mei Matisyo. The Yevonim came against us. Lahashkichem Torasecha. Make no question about it. Lahashkichem Torasecha. Yes, they went out against Bris Milah, and yes, they went out against Shabbos, and yes, they went out against Rosh Chodesh, and yes, and yes, and yes. But the bottom line, Lahashkichem Torasecha, ulahavira me'achukei ritzanecha. They wanted to destroy Torah because they understand that Torah is the lifeblood of our people. In day school, when I was in Atlanta, we once had a conference, and at the conference, somebody made a very, very insightful comment. Every community that had a day school, and later on a high school, day school is by definition early childhood through eighth grade, bederech klal, and then a high school, and then a kollel, the beis medrash kollel. These are the communities that lasted. Every other community may have been like a comet, like, poof, beautiful community, and they had so many shuls, and there everybody's had a chevra mishnayis in the shul, and the rov was fantastic, and he gave a fine drushes, so inspiring, and many people became balei tshuva. It's all true. But without Torah, a Torah base, it all dried up as such. So there's no question. The Yevonim were not fools. When they understood, once the Torah is finished, no question. Now we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did you do for us? Fantastic things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us over Masarti Giborim. Listen carefully, please. You gave over the Giborim, the mighty, into the hands of the weak. The many, the Rabbim, Biad Muatim, in the hands of the few. Two major miracles. Normally we say victory is in the hands of those guys who are better armed. That's it. You can ask a question, why are they better armed? Okay, it's a different story. They can see that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them the better armaments. But here's the situation, just the difference. Victory is in the hands of the many, but it didn't happen here. Victory is in the hands of the mighty, but it didn't happen over here either. So that's clear, our nation. But my question is, what's the pshat? It's not my question. I saw it in Sfar. The what? He says, Rishoyim biyat tzadikim. What's the miracle of Ritzon Hashem biyat tzadikim? Is every Russia so strong? Is every tzaddik so weak? When it says Torah mateshes kochel shel adam, that Torah weakens the koach of a person, we see from Yaakov Avinu it's lav dafka physical strength. This is another idea which is worthwhile thinking. Torah Matesha Kochel Sho'onam, it weakens the power of a person, it weakens the feeling of Kochi, the Otsim Yodi, Asali Asachayal Hazeh. It's my strength, my power, my might that allows me to do such and such. It's my acumen that allows me to be successful in business. I think of these great ideas. Wait a second. No. Kochi v'yotzim yari. Torah matesh. As a person learns Torah, he understands there's a bari elam. And that's the one, is he, capital H, who gives us the Torah. But that's the Koch. And Yaakov Avinu can learn Torah for 63 years at home in his father's basement. Then he can go for 14 years in Shem Be'ever. And then he can go and pick a rock off of a, oh, you know, off of a bear. Wow! You know, Koch HaMateh Torah HaMateh Shekoch HaLam. Rish Lakish, interestingly enough, Rish Lakish, he could jump, he was the head of bandits, right? He could jump into the water. And, you know, and jump out of the water, you know. His bandits, the people of his group, they were like, look what this man can do. It's understandable that he is the leader. He'd jump into the water, and then when he wanted to, he'd jump right out of the water on the bank. This man was strong. And then, when he spoke with Rav Yochanan and he accepted Torah, he couldn't do it anymore, Gemara says. He wasn't able, so to speak, to jump out. So you say, oh, Torah Matesh is Kochos Shel Adam. What, you think in 5 minutes, in a half an hour? Now, if you told me that Rish Lakish, if you understand what the Gemara says, Rish Lakish is able to do all that, jumping back and forth, because he's strong. And then when he accepts Torah, can't do it anymore. Interesting. I mean, after half an hour of being a Baal Tshuva, couldn't do it anymore. If you told me you went into the base medrash for a year, whatever it is, even 6 months, he's out of shape. 3 months, out of shape. But 3 hours? Less than that? Come on. And what's the pshat in Rish Lakish? Not that he became physically weak, but loch pasla, he didn't care anymore. That wasn't important to him anymore. That's the pshat. Kochi, why is Torah Matesh is Kochi Shalom? It knocks out the koch of Kochi, the Otsum Yodi, Asali Yisachal Hazeh. So the fact is, what's the pshat? That the Rishoyim Biad Giburim, the Rishoyim Biad Tzadikim is a miracle? Why? Tmeim Biad Tahorim? Are all the Tmeim so strong, all the Tahorim is so weak? Of course not. The Zayin Biad Oske Serasecha? Come on. So what's the miracle over there? Elamai, one of the pshatim is that the miracle is that Rishoyim stop at nothing. Rishoyim are ruthless. Rishoyim can gas 1,000 people in Syria. We saw it a month ago. Men, women, and infants. Rishoyim are Rahash Midlar Labe. And who are they going against? They're going against Tzadikim. And Tzadikim will fight for their lives. Listen, of course. But they do it with a certain level of a certain level of purity, of menschlichkeit. And yet, despite that, they were successful. So that's Rishoyim Biyad Oske Sarasach, Rishoyim Biyad Tzadikim. That's the Pshatu. So now we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for letting it happen, even though they tried to destroy us. Now, when they tried to destroy us, let me share an idea with you right away. It says that there were the Greeks said, Kisvu Lachem, Al Keren Hashor, She'ein Lachem Chelik, Bilokei Yisrael. We want you to write on the horns of a shore, of an ox, that you have no chelik in Okay Israel. So think of it for a moment. When I thought of it, I was wondering, like, what is this? They went ahead, they engraved, here you have an ox, and they engraved on his horn, Kisvulachem, Al Keren Ashur, on the shore's horn, you have no chelik, Belokei Israel. What's the pshat? So, you know, one of the understandings is that people used to take the shore's horn, hollow it out, and use it for a baby bottle, for milk, or other beverages, other liquids that little children would drink. So what the Chazal is telling us, that they wanted to start from the very, very beginning to indoctrinate Jewish children. She'en lechem chelek b'lokei Yisrael. There's no part that you have in any God of Israel. Because that was always the problem. The Greeks, come on. Alexander the Great, before his empire, you know, broke up, he set a standard. You can always do whatever you want. Just one thing is for sure certain, that leave God out of it. Man is the measure of all things. You've heard all this already. Fine. So therefore, they put it in the baby bottle. Or, Listen, another pshat is that they put it on the heads of the shorim. They tied it onto the animals' horns, so that when, remember, in that society, people used to plow. They used to be confronted with these oxen all the time. You'd see them in the marketplace. You'd see them on the road. You'd see them in the fields. Oxen. You know, these were the tractors of those days. So, they wrote and they put the sign on those horns. They wanted Jews, lahashkichem teresecha, as we mentioned once before, and it's mentioned in another shmuz, that we Jews have never been afraid so much. Well, never been afraid, never haven't looked for it, but it's not burned Gemaras which are the problem, because we always are able to fight back and find a way to get around in one way or another, but it's closed Gemaras. They wanted lahashkichem teresecha. That's what they wanted in order to be able to destroy us as such. And that's why, during Hanukkah, there's a major emphasis on Limud HaTorah. Because Bedavka, what they wanted to do, we're going to do fakert. Because this is the koach of this chag. You wanted to destroy Torah, we put more koach into it. We wonder, how come the Beis HaMikdash is where the menorah was? I would think if I were going to have a Chag of Hanukkah, where would I celebrate the Chag of Hanukkah mainly? I would celebrate it not in the home, not near Ishu Beiso. I would say near Ish U Beis HaKnesses. Near Ish U Beis HaMedrash. This should be the place, not a house. But here's the key of it all, according to some. The pshat, bedavki in a home, the home becomes the makom hakodesh for us. The home becomes the Beis HaMikdash for us. It's a mikdash ma'at. That's the key. And so what happens in every single Jewish home, we replicate the idea of the Beis HaMikdash. You try to destroy Torah from the Beis HaMikdash. We bring it into our homes. We have the light of Torah in our homes. And no way will we ever bow to you and change. There's only one way we understand that Torah is our way of life. Torah is not like oxygen. Torah is chayim. Torah is life. Ki chayecha, orach yamecha. And therefore, no way will we ever compromise. And no, therefore, you wanted to close up the Beis HaMikdash and lahashkichem teresecha. On the contrary, every single one of our homes becomes a mikdash ma'at. It becomes a small Beis Medrash. We learn there as well as within the shul, as well as within the Beis Medrash. We learn our own. So here, we multiply. Every home multiplies the kedusha of Torah and the chashivas of Torah. Hagut and Chanukah.